Hello guys, we are with you with something else from the CGNG podcast. Today is January 7, 2021 and I'm Ali Firuzi. Today we're going to talk about the 3D Studio Max software, a really powerful software in the field of architecturing and designing as well as animation and game making. And it's one of the most wonderful rendering engines in the field of CG, I mean computer graphics. Well, let's see what we can do with this software. By the way, if you'd like to know more about CG or you want to start learning, you can start with our YouTube channel. So subscribe us and press the alert button to receive notification from our new courses. And you can even follow us on Instagram and every podcast app. My God, enough. Let's go, guys. Well, I've been familiar with 3D Studio Max software for a long time, but I can say I'm still learning it right now because it has many features and it's great. You can show your creativity and shine, you know. And I'm gonna say, in addition, you should have a really powerful computer. It's heavy for computers to render your 3D projects, especially whenever you have a really powerful graphic effects. You should have a really powerful hardware because it's an engineering software that can be used in all fields, especially for graphics and you know, cinematic effects, as well as animations and game making. 3D Max is made by a powerful Autodesk company. Some of Autodesk software such as Maya, you know, Mudbox, 3ds Max, Motion Builder, you know, and many more things in this field, actually the field of animations and games, game making, and, you know, as well as the field of engineering and industrial design, something like AutoCAD is for architecture. I can say great games and animations that we all remember and definitely familiar with, or have only heard of once, you know, they are made by 3D Max, the 3D Studio Max. Okay, so the question is here, why we should learn 3D Studio Max and what can we do with this software? Actually, I say you can create your 3D models and output them in different formats, and you can upgrade your works with other graphic software. As we said, actually in previous episodes, making motion graphics is really great. It's actually high income works, and you know, you can make your animations, your motion graphics with 3D Studio Max, especially isometric motion graphic. I should say 3D motion graphics and isometric or more expensive than vectors. You can also get help from 3D Studio Max in cinematic special effects. Well, I think enough for this episode. We will talk more about it in later episodes in the future, and I promise we will have an interview from actually the big animators. I wish you all the best. Take care of yourself and put on face mask, and goodbye. Thank you.